sales clerk appeared with a bucket and mop and began the cleanup. I swiped a bit of jam off my shin, glad that my flouncy blue skirt had been spared. I plucked another jar off the display, careful to get a good grip, and held it out. Courtesy of the Merc, with my apologies.
That's generous. Thank you.
The woman took the jar in one manicured hand, a diamond the size of my first apartment catching the morning light.
Strawberry rhubarb. My husband will love it.
She slipped the jar into her matte black leather bag, a designer logo plainly visible. Genuine or a knockoff? Around here you never knew, especially as tourist season kicks in. Some of Jewel Bay's wealthiest residents and visitors dress like they haven't updated their closet since 1965, while others flash designer labels more suited to Manhattan than Montana. She tucked a highlighted golden strand behind one ear, exposing a diamond stud.
I'm Anne Drake, by the way. We are part of the festival crowd.
Aaron Murphy, proprietor. I held my damp hand palm up in a gesture that said, pardon me for not shaking.
Mom, what about this pottery? You said you wanted rustic but classic.
A bright-eyed young woman stepped into view, maybe 10 years younger than me, in her early 20s. She peered at the bottom of a large hand-thrown bowl, her shiny black hair swinging.
R.R. inside an almond?
Not an almond, a football, I said. Reg Robbins, longtime NFL All-Star, took up throwing pots for stress relief and found a new career. I dried my fingers, realizing why the girl looked familiar. Hers was one of half a dozen tiny photos on the poster advertising tonight's pre-festival concert.
You must be Gabrielle Drake. Your picture's in our window.
And the earrings give you away. Anne took the bowl, and her daughter reached up reflexively to finger one earring, a red, white, and blue guitar pick on a wire.
Call me Gabby. And yes, I'm playing with Jerry Martin tonight. Can you believe the luck?
It's hard work, darling, not luck. You've earned this opportunity. And the shot at a tour. Anne returned the bowl to the display, a brittle edge to her words. I'll lend you a pair of good earrings for tonight. Daughter ignored mother.
I'm hoping for a recording session, too, she told me. He's building his own studio.
That's great. The courtyard where you'll be playing tonight should be ready. Let's take a peek. I led the women through the back hall, first tossing the rag over the stainless steel counter that divides the Merc's commercial kitchen from the retail shop floor. The rag landed in the sink with a soft thud. Bingo.
Oh!
Gabby Drake clapped her hands together a minute later.
It's magical.
It will be, I said, when the lights are twinkling in the trees and the wine is flowing. Since I took over the Merc a year ago, I'd worked hard to make the courtyard functional. It was more than that now. A bit of paradise, a microcosm of the village and its heavenly setting. We'd feng shuied the cozy space and upgraded the wooden fence, another rustic but classic touch that separates our yard from Red's larger patio next door. To throw a party for a crowd, all we need to do is unlock the gate, slide the wheeled fence out of sight, and voila, a Jewel Bay institution as venerable as the Merc, Red's boasted a stage perfect for a musical evening under the stars. Now that my mother owns both properties, there's a lot less grease and grime, but Red's is still a cowboy bar, deeply rooted in the Montana tradition of cowboy bars. The annual jazz festival and workshop didn't officially begin until Sunday, but Jerry Martin, a regular guest artist, had agreed to jumpstart the fun with a Friday night concert. Openers included a local trio, a sax player, and young Gabby, his protege. A gaggle of volunteers had spent hours decorating, leaving Tracy and me free to mind our own business. The last volunteer, Rebecca Whitman, left off precisely positioning chairs that would soon be jostled any old which way to greet the Drakes.
Anne!
The two women touched their manicured hands to each other's shoulders, feather light, and kissed the air alongside each other's cheeks.
I was shocked.